Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your hosts, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We would love to hear from you. So please, give us a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're feeling the hankering for a hunk of brown sugar cheese, you can always email us. SmoothDrama at SmoothDrama.com. Once again, you got that hankering. SmoothDrama at SmoothDrama.com. Questions, comments, concern, and cheese will come your way. You email us.
Cheese.
If you're listening to the show live on Blog Talk, you can jump into the Blog Talk chat room where we will converse with you. Better yet, conversate with you. Because that's what we do. However you want to be engaged grammatically correctly or grammatically incorrectly, we got you. If you get on to the Smooth Drama site, www.smoothdrama.com, we do the 10 minutes after the show, and we do some chatting during the show. So, and you have a chance to chat with other listeners on the show also. So we give you many opportunities to reach out and touch us digitally. Okay, social networking. If you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. And you want to say it, Brown Sugar?
Shiny Whiskers.
Myself or Shiny Whiskers will, of course, add you to the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. Once again, you have to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook, myself or Shiny Whiskers will add you. I kid Mr. J, even though his whiskers are very shiny. I wonder if he like puts like some fish oil or something on there.
I'm sure he uses what everyone uses, that's coconut oil.
Oh, coconut oil. Okay. All right. So you just putting everybody in the coconut oil bag.
I mean, doesn't everybody use coconut oil? Who doesn't use it? I wasn't a believer for a very long time, but these new oils, you know, I'm from a generation where coconut oil was used as sun tanning lotion. So now it's a little different. So.
Okay. All right. Well, you know who doesn't use coconut oil?
Who doesn't?
And this is the Tales from the Apocalypse. Woman gored by the bison at Yellowstone. Yep. For some reason, Brown Sugar, people always feel like it's not going to happen to me. So earlier this week, she decided, I'm going to get my close up with the bison, because, you know, bisons, they like taking selfies. And so she got real close, and he kind of jabbed her a little bit with the horn.
Just a tiny bit, huh?
Yeah. And she's 72.
Oh, wow, poor thing. I didn't know that. I heard the story, but I didn't know how old. I just assumed it was a young person just because, you know, they don't necessarily think. I'm surprised that she's 72. And I just feel like, what don't they understand about animals being wild? Does privilege really take you that far in to where you just don't feel like you think you're exempt from wild animals?
No, people look at the zoo. See, because you're forgetting the conditioning that people have. People go to the zoo, and they're like,
yes, I've gone to the zoo many times.
Right, but then
I don't stand close to the gate either. I don't.
Okay,
I stand
but
back
some
from
people,
the gate.
Right. Some people think that, you know what, all animals are like that. That's why you see those people who get out at the safaris and almost get eaten by cheetahs and stuff, because they see the cute, mm-hmm. they watch it on TV, they see the zoo, and they're like, hey, you know what? I can get by. But you can't.
No,
and,
you can't. Animals are wild.
Yeah, it didn't work out for her.
I hope she's okay. I don't remember reading that she passed or anything.
No, she was in the hospital. Hopefully she learned her lesson.
Yeah, I do hope so.
Yeah. Now, you was talking about privilege earlier. So,
mm-hmm.
in Oregon, they passed the law. And this is why this is a tale from apocalypse. In Oregon, they passed a law that you don't need a face mask if you're black. So.
Yeah. Well,
so,
that's to help us out, though. That's to help us.
Yes, they said racial profiling.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, so not having on the mask will make it better somehow. But
they would like us to believe that, yes.
we're not going to debate that. I would probably err on the side of non-manlyhood, as Donald Trump said. And so I'm saying this is an opportunity. White people in Oregon. And if you plan on traveling to Oregon, this is your chance to do blackface. You won't need a mask. Yeah, see, but I suggest you wear a jacket with a note on it that says, I'm in blackface. I'm actually white. Just in case someone mistakes you for a black person and shoots you or kidnaps you and lynches you.
But that's dangerous either way. I don't think that's a good idea. Because black people will beat them up.
See, it's blackface. See, understand it's in blackface. So it don't have to be like black. It can be like brown, right? You put that makeup on and then you had the hat on so
them.
You can hide your hair. You get what I'm saying?
They're getting beat up.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying.
They're getting beat up.
No, but there are people who actually enjoy not wearing masks in the store. We've seen people.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You saw the lady.
But they're having a hard time, too, though. They're getting called out left and right and having nervous breakdowns and calling the police and needing to speak with managers and throwing things out of their cart and having nervous breakdowns in stores.
Well, yeah, see, but it's like the woman.
These people are not winning.
Okay, but see, you got to understand, she's like the lady who was in the store. And, you know, millions of people saw it. She said, I have a hard time breathing through my nose, which is why I don't wear a mask.
Okay. And you know what? There are some people that do have chronic conditions and can't wear a mask. But they haven't said, like, what should they do? They should. I mean, I feel like if you shouldn't be out anyway.
Well, that was kind of going to be my next point.
Yeah. Or you should go in the hours. You know, they have certain hours for them. Some stores do. So then you need to go during those hours.
I'm thinking if you have a chronic issue that you have a hard time breathing, and COVID kind of is hard time breathing specific, it's probably not for you. Just a thought.
I agree. The people are, you know, they're saying they have to come. You know, they don't want to order online. They have the right to be out. And I agree, they do have the right to be out. No one's saying that they can't be out, but then they also, the store owners or managers or supervisors or whoever's in charge that day has the right to not allow you to come in. It's just like no shirt, no shoes. Nobody ever has a problem with that. Everybody complies with that.
See, that's where you're tripping.
So, no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service. It's just that simple. Or maybe not.
Yeah. That's where you're tripping. But it's okay. I forgive you.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'm sorry.
Now, I was going to tell you, and this is why Tales from the Apocalypse is so awesome, right? There was a group of people. They were playing Truth or Dare. And I'm like, oh, man, that's cool, right? Except for their Truth or Dare, one of the dares was go next door and steal the Nazi flag from your neighbor's yard, house. I'm like,
okay.
That's your truth or dare? And then I start wondering,
well,
like,
that's a good dare.
That's a good dare?
I mean, it depends on who's playing.
Okay.
Well, if me and you are playing, then no, it's not.
No, I mean, so. It didn't work out for her because she got shot by the neighbor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. So it kind of didn't work out. I'm just like, what kind of neighborhood they got? Like, Oklahoma. Like, you know what? We got neighbors that got their Nazi flags hanging out. That you can see it and say, hey, I dare you to go steal that. Awesome place to be.
Yeah.
Truth or dare.
I mean.
Okay.
How can Oklahoma been like, you know, Confederate? Isn't that considered a Confederate state?
No. Actually, Oklahoma was the place where they, the Trail of Tears, they made them walk. They made the Native Americans walk from Georgia to Oklahoma to the reservation. That was Oklahoma.
Yeah, so I mean, it is famous, or it does have its racist connotations, though, is what I'm saying. So I just feel like, yeah.
Right.
You just need to come prepared if you're going to play those games.
So you're saying if we do a show in Oklahoma, we can't play Truth or Dare there, go steal the Nazis' flag?
I personally wouldn't, just because I even if I stole it, like, what am I going to do with it? Like, that's not something I want in my possession anyway. I just don't want those kind of artifacts in my possession. They're hateful. I don't want hateful things around me. So, yeah.
So, okay. So that was fun. It was fun talking about that, Rick. No.
Fine, I don't know. Interesting, yes.
Well, okay. Well, see, in this segment, right, in Louisiana, there was a dude was like, you know what? I got 2,000 likes on my TikTok. So he went swimming in the sporting goods store fish tank. Sounds awesome, right?
What?
He got 2,000 likes. Yeah, on his TikTok. So So he was like, you know what? Because I got 2,000 likes, I'm going to jump in the tank.
Okay.
So he was in the sporting goods store swimming in the fish tank. That's just what youngsters do.
Yeah, and people are trying to find ways to entertain themselves.
I think I'm probably going to pass on that one.
I wouldn't even do it either.
just saying.
But we're not young either. We're not young.
Young or old, I mean.
I mean, you know, we're not that. We're not the fish tank people, and we're not the bison people. We're in the middle where we, you know, we're like, no, that's just not a okay. That's just not a
mindful thing
to do.
You know what? We just gonna move. We're gonna move on from that. We're gonna go on break. This is EPMD. Let the funk flow.
And at the same time, jock. So a brother like MD take the chill and lay low. Hypnotize your girl while the funk flow. I got my guests to keep me pumping, just like Getty. Use the same fuel as Mario Andretti. Kick a button, just to get it all the way to the end. He drives, I ride no matter what we win. I come pull your trip with the mic on my head. On my trip, there's no time to flip. So when there's time for some action, just when I'm at the deck, I do a spin, grab my nuts. And start tapping, let the MCs know that I shot like lightning and mess with the ego. That sounds fire, sounds fire, sounds fire. So let the phone, 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 let the phone. Blast off, blast off, and off we go. We used to take a fast, but now we take a slow. I went to Bomber Yard, but I'm not leaving. I don't want to go, but the girls keep skiing. So I will stay if that's fine with you. But I won't leave when the party's through. So while I'm here, let's make it funky. Beating it for the rhyme, like a 4-2 jump. Put the pep in your step, the slide and glide. It's EPMD number nationwide. Wobble bass is steady pumping in the beat like bumpy, like bumpy. You're cool, then you start jumping. You're out of control, and I'm right on track. The second thing I work the ball at the back. To mess with the two is to mess with hot water. Like a hand, torture then slaughter. Or suck it and see, you can see the truth. He said, I'm in the mood for addition and dismissing. All those who don't listen, real or one, present as if who was fishing. It's an 88, no wait, I think it's too late, cause it's an 87. Give it on the old page. So let the phone, let the phone, let the phone. Lounge homeboy, you in the danger zone. When the brother PFD's on the microphone, the slow momentum of my mind got to find and combine to go off beat and come back on time to maintain the flame, but never sound the same. And when it comes to do this very few remains. People on my job, people on my job, I'm gonna help. It's in the full view, just like Clark Kent. Step out just to impress, with no intention to best. Chillin' hard, hard, hard. Put the key on my chest. Put the grimin' on the mic while my beat rocks steady. So a funky fresh rhymin' if you fetch it like Freddy. It's been too heavy metal, hop for rock and roll. Drink a six pack, baby Miller's slow. That's not the mood, it's about hip-hop. A lot of y'all playing and screaming has to stop. Let's do this race for 1988. But it can stop fine for 1989. I hear the girls out there saying E is hot, E is hot. That'll show you what juice I got. And if you don't like me and you yell at boo, there's nothing wrong with me. There's something wrong with you, so let the
Your host, Mr. F. The M. Word, and Miss Brown Sugar. That was EPMD. Let the funk flow. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Hi, Brown Sugar. I'm having some difficulties.
Yeah.
It's the transition.
What would you like to? Okay.
I'm having transition problems.
From transitioning to or from or?
Well, I don't know if you saw it when President says you're not a man if you wear a mask. And you know, all this time I've been wearing a mask. Yeah, it's like I'm wearing a mask and so then now I have to look in the mirror and I have to like I'm not a man. I just didn't know, and so I didn't know this is what the transition feels like. You know, maybe I need to go up to regain my manhood. Just no mask in the store. I'm black. Bam. See,
who said that you're not a man if you wear a mask?
Oh, Donald Trump.
Okay, so do you feel manly or less manly when you wear a mask?
That's a good question. That is a good question. All right. Yeah.
I'm just
so I thought
curious.
That with the Oregon, that was some of the most ridiculous stuff that, you know, you don't need to wear a mask if you're black in store because they don't want you to be racially profiled. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you're not. I mean, I just know I'm punk ass because I wear a mask. I just have to accept that.
Well, do you feel like a punk ass though?
No, I don't really
feel.
And that was the thing, because you know they say, it's like with trans people, it's how they feel inside, and I just don't feel non-manly. I feel masculine, you know. So I did some push-ups before the show. I always do push-ups before the show, but I did some push-ups. I feel manly. I just don't feel unmanly inside. I guess I'm just not feeling that. I don't know. Anyway,
I'm just, you know, for one, I would never listen to anything he had to say. Him in particular, but anybody who said that wearing a mask, or you know, like some people say that wearing a mask, you're being controlled by the government, and
yeah,
and I feel like. Why are you, you know, why are you shaming people for, you know, maybe they do feel like it is helpful on their own. You know, people were wearing masks. I remember people wearing masks in January.
Yeah.
You know, like when this first happened, it, you know, wasn't like it is now, but. So, I mean, if you feel like you're being helpful by doing that, whether you're not spreading germs or protecting yourself, then just let it be.
See, you're one of them.
Asian people have been wearing a mask forever.
See, you're,
nobody's
you're,
ever said anything.
See, you're one of those people. You won't try to make sense. See, but what
you
we're going to do
that
here
every week.
I know, because you. That's what's wrong with you. Trying to make sense.
But then all these people want to cough on people. Want to, you know? And it's just like, when did you ever do that before?
Hey, that's the apocalypse. It's like ain't no fun. Remember that song? Ain't no fun if the homies can't get. Yeah,
that's what I'm about to
have. I was just talking about like, hey, if you got COVID, ain't no fun if you can't get none either. Let me give it to you.
Well, you know, the sad thing about it is, you know, that person most likely doesn't even have it. It's just the mere fact that you would cough up. I mean, you know what I mean? To me, that's disrespect. Well, it has nothing to do with COVID. It's just like when you spit on somebody, that's just like the ultimate form of disrespect.
Yeah, we're in the apocalypse. Everything is a go in the apocalypse. Folks just got to understand that. So, as a matter of fact, because I've been comparing us to 1919, but guess what?
Yeah.
Guess what? 2020 is like, remember I said that July was going to be lit. 2020, that we're on a whole other level. There's a new flu virus that they found in Chinese pigs, which has pandemic potential. There was a video, I don't know if people saw it, where Chinese had heard it, like hundreds, maybe even thousands of pigs into this ditch and burned them all alive.
Mm.
I just watched the video. It was crazy. And apparently, they found this influenza viruses inside these pigs. And they said pig farm workers showed elevated levels of the virus in their blood. So the virus is crossing species barriers into humans. So, and this is in China. And so, if you're, it makes that pork fried rice sound a little different now. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm usually into the vegetable rice, but
yeah.
Wow.
Not saying that's where they're getting it, but if you like eating the pork, maybe not. 'Cause they say it's Chinese pigs. Hopefully, none of them got over here. I mean, they do a lot of things with pigs, so yeah. And as most people know or have heard, hopefully I'm not the first person that you hear this from, that a lot of the meat packing factories in America have been tainted with COVID and whatnot. So eating meat is like rolling that dice right now. It's Russian roulette. You put that pork and beef gun to your head and pull the trigger. BLT. BLT is pulling,
you know,
the trigger.
Let's, 'cause I'm a meat eater still. I haven't yet fully given it up, so.
I'm just saying.
I mean, the thing about it, I mean, everything you talk, you know, you hear about salads who have E. coli, and I mean, what is safe? We need to do a show on that. We need to figure out like what's safe.
Tossing the salad?
I think that. No, not tossing a salad. Eating a salad.
Okay. Tossing and eating, right? That's what people do.
Yes, okay. I like to shake my salad up. Thank you.
You're tossing throw your toss, throw the salad in the air. Like,
yeah, no, I kind of just shake it.
Okay. All
right. Now shake my salad. Yeah, to be on the safe side.
You
gotta do that just to be on the safe side.
Okay, all right. Oh, talking about being on the safe side. If you're in Indiana, starting tomorrow, you cannot hold your phone and drive. So, to all my peeps. In Hoosier
okay,
State.
I thought you couldn't do that anyway, anywhere.
No, no, no. You can't hold your phone. You know how some people, like, you can't text. They say you can't text, but some people hold their phone. You can't. If
yeah, I thought you couldn't.
Yeah, well, maybe Indiana's, like, a little bit slower than everybody else.
Well, okay. All right. I thought that was the whole point of people...
Well,
like getting the buds for your ears, man.
I have to throw this
you
disclaimer
know.
Out. If you're from Indiana and you're listening to this, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about everybody else.
Mm.
That was just a disclaimer. Just putting it out there.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm nice like that. oh. And you can't go to Europe. Europe bans travel.
And I'm glad. I'm glad.
Okay.
I'm glad we are banned.
You're glad we're banned? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We need to be on timeout about now.
Okay. Well, speaking of banning, you've seen that they're talking about the 1 month boycott of Facebook because of conservative groups and racist groups.
Yeah, the whole, yeah.
Moderation. So, these senators asked Zuckerberg to act on white supremacy. They demand answers from Zuckerberg about hate groups on Facebook. And I'm like, if you Mark Zuckerberg, you like, bitch, I just made Facebook. Why are y'all asking me about some damn white supremacy on Facebook? I ain't got nothing to do with white supremacy. I made Facebook. Why are y'all asking me this question? I'd be like, when y'all gonna pass that legislation that says that Ku Klux Klan and other neo-Nazi groups are hate groups? I was waiting on him to get gangster and say that, but he didn't.
Yeah.
He did.
I
but
mean,
they,
he
they,
does have control over that, though. I mean, he, you know, he doesn't, he does because he owns it, but there are people that work there that he can tell, you know, or say, or he, you know, he has control over that.
Wait, hold on. I'm gonna ask you this question. All right, so I created smooth drama, right? And so if somebody gets in and says something racist, if I don't see it, I can't get rid of it, right? I mean, now my network obviously is a little bit smaller than Facebook's.
Mm-hmm.
It's millions of people less than Facebook. So I can.
But if someone brings it to your attention,
right? Somebody
you are responsible for handling it. Yes.
Yeah, but I would say this. I've said that they're a hate group, and I would not have that in my thing. It's not Mark Zuckerberg's. Mark Zuckerberg doesn't create laws. He created Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg doesn't have the power to say, hey, the KKK and neo-Nazis are a hate group. He don't have that power. But guess what? Those senators, they have that power. They could push that. I haven't seen any of these senators who are asking Mark Zuckerberg about his lack of action to prevent white supremacist groups from using his platform. It's like, that's, yeah, if he sees it, he can get rid of it. But I'm gonna take an educated guess that Mark Zuckerberg ain't sitting going across millions of timelines looking for white supremacist groups. He's counting his money.
Well, no. Yeah.
And it's damn near impossible amongst millions of people who are on the platform to fully police that. Now, if you made it where they are officially a hate group, then from there, they are on marked territory. Because guess what? There are implications. Because you've made it law, there are implications to be in that group. Right now, there's no implications, and so you won't get on Mark Zuckerberg like it's his fault that they're on Facebook. No, it's not his fault. These senators who aren't saying nothing about those people, they, well, why are they on your platform? Why y'all haven't made them a hate group?
I do agree with that. And all that you just said.
Yeah. I just, you know, putting it on Zuckerberg, putting it on Twitter, putting it on Tumblr, Reddit, wherever. Like it's their fault. No. Rednecks are going to do what rednecks do. No matter where they're at, whatever application that they find to use, it's not the application's fault. If you create, because we've created the atmosphere where these fools can be out there and be themselves in public, because you allow that. If you say that they're a criminal, guess what? They won't be on social media trying to recruit, because they know anybody that they recruit could be someone that's going to rat their ass out and get them arrested. Saying they're a hate group, you're going to go to jail. Problem solved. Terrorists.
True.
I think they're terrorists. Are they terrorists? Like, you know,
yeah. We can call them terrorists.
Humanitarian outreach programs that the KKK have developed over the years. I'm trying to think. Somebody tell me.
Yeah.
One, maybe. No.
Maybe.
None. Maybe. I don't know. We'll be,
depends on if you want to be politically correct or not.
I think we'll be waiting for a long time if we're waiting on someone to say, oh, yeah, see, 'cause the KKK, there was that time when they went down to the elementary school and they worked with the kids after school program. No, probably not going to get that story. Probably not.
No, maybe not. No.
No. I think all that story is in like fear mongering and hate and death. I mean, it's kind of. Maybe there's some outreach that they do now, the new and improved KKK, where they espouse their love.
KKK 2.0.
Yeah, KKK 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
How they love. Now, I do have a solution.
Mm-hmm.
I got a solution, Brown Sugar. If we we're gonna talk about it when we come back from break. We're gonna go on break. But when we come back from break, I got a solution for white supremacy.
I'm interested to hear about it.
You're interested? I'm interested to hear about it too. It formulated in my head, but we're gonna go on break first. This is Paris. Raid.
Grew up in the ghetto, rock stars, heavy metal, fellas peddling pebbles, cop cars full of devils, hit the set and settle, try to invest us, set us up and get us up in the federal, Emerson, Carter, Oakland Tech, went to Mac Summer School, ass beam from the west, 16 with a vest, big dreams of a sex, 4-5 and a cop, trying to lock up the block, 7 as an adolescent, but I grew to be king, Jedi prince, bomb threat dropped and I ain't looked back since, before a minute, I just took that glimpse, thank God I did not decide to cook that brick, under 5 stolen legacy. See, I shook that shit. Most of them was a gorilla. They just looked that shit. Half of them still speak through it all. Still weak. Put it all back together. Come with some real heat.
It's the caramel night talk. Think catastrophic. Lyrical mosh pit. Horns of frost pit. Invincible to weak MCs. They never see me. Coming at 100 degrees. I'm like, please. And make it itch. So we can reach to the west. Savage might throw up. Unseen too fresh. Creeping out the dark. With them bones to the gut. Cause you never see me coming from about the cut. What?
Ready to rock, get my t-shirt, ready to hurt, ready to fight. Sweet, sweet, fuck, baby, just treat him or die. Coca feet, hot, room, the dirtiest kind. Never beat GOP with his golden gloves. Rather see him in the street with his golden flood. It's K-1, nigga, show me love. Never beat, never weak, keep me deep, we thug.
We make a ride on, shine on, light that touch. Keep the fight on, ride on, lies that cut. We collide on, rhyme on, rise and bust. On a crime on, life to divide us up. Keep it basic, niggas want improvements now. Nigga face it, they wanna keep the movement down. So we face it, we coming with the proven sound. Hit that bass shit, guaranteed to move the crowd. We say, we divide respect, break through to the youth, keeping lives in check. For my troops and a fruit, NOI connect. Have pride, you can rise, they confide in us. Keep it live and advise who we size them up. Understanding the plan, they divide for us. Never man, keep it managed, we rise us up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Buster still haters, can't touch us, gangsters still stay up, double up the paper, we pray, bubble up the police, don't show me no love, cause I don't care, on homie, show love for the young cats who know me, OGs that lace me while growing, this one for the hometown and Postman, east side westbound and west Poland, south and south, got that Portland, back down to the state that's on golden, Billy Moore.
We rain, rain on, rain on. Together you've got to smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Paris. Great. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, I promised my cure for white supremacy. It's real simple. So, there's one of my favorite movies. A lot of people watch the, what was the movie, Us? Remember the movie Us? So one of my favorite movies was Skeleton Key.
I remember that one too.
Okay. So, I'm saying, in order to defeat white supremacy, we need, one, some folks to learn some magic. So, once we get the magic involved, here's what we do. There's a lotto that happens where you, and it's indiscriminately, it happens where white people will be turned into black people. And you're black for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't know who it is. You're just gonna get picked. It's gonna be like bingo. It's gonna be black bingo. And so
bingo.
Yeah. And then boom, you get turned. You don't let them know. So it'll be like, it's like the Electoral College, right? We've never.
Yeah, because you don't know who they are, yeah.
Right. You've never found out about the Electoral College. You don't know who went there, who the alumni, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
But we know it every 4 years it comes up. So what we can do is we can have black bingo. Or we can just say the black college, the black electoral college, where an indiscriminate amount of people of Caucasian persuasion can be turned into black people. See, then for a whole year, you have to live that black experience. So you have two choices. You can live in the cabin in the woods somewhere way the hell out, nowhere near any of the cities and the police, where the police won't come get you, in any of the racist practices that normal black people put up with on a daily basis. Or you can be that change, because you all are apt to win that lotto that you don't want to win, and be subject to those same racist practices. See, if that happened, you institute the Black Electoral College, guess what? Folks would, like, you know what? We need to pass these laws. Why? Because you don't know if 2021, I'm going to be black for a year. So it's either you work towards ending the racism, or you have that cabin way out. I mean, now we may have some folks who buy vacation homes. It's like, I'm gonna stock up for the year, and I'm gonna wait my blackness out for a year, just in case I get turned.
Wait my blackness out, huh?
Yeah, you know, wait it out. I mean, because what are your choices, right? You can wait out your blackness.
Well, that's only, but see, could you imagine? So then that would just raise a whole nother issue that we've already had is then it's a class. If you're wealthy, then you can't afford to wait it out. And if you're not, then you have to suffer, basically.
Exactly. So, cause then it's like, it's a different thought. Cause it's like, man, I don't know who the Black Electoral College people are, because you know there would be a premium on finding them and killing them, right? Because it's like, I don't know if I'm going to turn black. So mm-hmm. you have your racist folks, you have your Congress senators, and they're like, we got to get these laws passed, because I don't know.
Yeah,
because you imagine McConnell, all these folks, they, you know, you turn black. Now McConnell probably he'll get that cabin and wait his blackness out. But like you said, the people who don't have the resources, they kind of stuck. What you gonna do? So you'll be
voting. Have to deal with it.
Yeah. See, all lives will stop mattering. My black life will matter if I had to be black for a year.
I agree.
You want to end white supremacy? We just need to establish the Black Electoral College and get a cauldron of witches and warlocks together and make it happen.
A cauldron of witches and warlocks.
Yep.
I'm not really hating on that, as crazy as it sounds.
Doesn't sound crazy. We're in the mirror universe, remember? We're in the mirror universe. So all craziness is on the table.
Yeah.
All the craziness is on the table. So it sounds ridiculous to you, like, think about it, like, yeah. Because the fear of being black for a year would be so strong. They're like, we gotta handle this. Because you know that first year, say you got like, it's like 400 million people in America. And what, it's like 250 million or so are white people. So any number of those people, you say like maybe up to 100 million can all of a sudden, they'll be black all of a sudden. Boom.
Yeah.
That's, you'll have folks.
I was going to say, isn't there a book similar to what you're saying?
Well, there's a book called Black No More, but that's when there's this scientist, he creates a process that can turn black people to white people, so everybody's white, and so it's like a whole different phenomenon because there are no more black people. So then the fight is, who are the real white people?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm just saying.
Who are they?
Yeah, that Black Electoral College. That right there. That would change some stuff up.
So. It definitely would. So then, okay, so I have, now I'm thinking, now you have me thinking. Like, so what happens, like, to kids? Do kids become black?
Yeah.
Or is it just adults?
No, it's kids, adults, whoever.
So the whole family, if there's a whole family, they all have to become black? Or
no,
just one person becomes black?
No, it's a lotto. You just don't know. Little Billy?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. So in the lotto, would just like a one person in that family, or with the whole family, is it the whole family that becomes black?
You just don't know. You just don't know. It just gonna happen.
Okay.
Like, boom. So all of a sudden, it's like maybe two, three, maybe the whole, or maybe it's just one. It's like with the Avengers Endgame or Infinity War when Thanos snapped his finger.
Yeah, he snapped it. Yeah, you didn't know. You're right.
The universe died. You just didn't know. It was like, all right, who's going to turn into dust? I'm saying, who's going to turn black? Bam, you don't know. You had folks nervous all year. You had people mad as hell that year that they're black, because then they have to, all right, so I'm like driving. Because then they just go from just a couple to the interracial couple. And so,
oh wow!
Yeah,
could you imagine that though? Because you're, if that happened, like you're white on Monday and then you're black on Tuesday, or you turn black while you're working,
right? Changes everything.
I don't know. That just seems
be kind of off.
I mean, as fascinating as it sounds, I could just see like a lot of mental health issues happening because of it.
Oh yeah. But we're gonna We got some other business we talked about, y'all can tell me what y'all think about the Black Electoral College idea to end white supremacy. I think it'll work. In the meantime, in between time, we still gotta talk about what's happening in the world. So, aside from the apocalypse, aside from folks killing each other and race riots, whatnot, we still have our political system. And so, today, actually yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court gave the president more power. So, it's like there was something else that happened. So, they gave him the authority to fire the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was set up in 2011 by President Obama to protect the average everyday person from financial harm. Now, the reason why this happened was because there was a legal challenge from a law firm called CELA who challenged this firm, this consumer financial board, because they were requested information for documents during an investigation on whether or not they had violated federal consumer financial law, meaning robbed the taxpayers. So they challenged it. And so the Supreme Court voted 5-4 that said that, yeah, that taking care of the consumer is, and this board is unconstitutional. So, yeah.
Okay.
He has the power.
It's unconstitutional to take care of the consumer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boom. So, okay. If you, the president can fire that person if they don't comply to his wishes. Now we know President Trump has shown himself to be a fair and balanced guy. Right? I mean, he's above board when it comes to things. He's stable. He's keen eye and steady leadership. Never changes course on nothing. When he sees there's a problem, He's a strong listener.
Okay.
So yeah. Yeah. So that's, somebody is ripping off the American people. There's no mechanism to stop it. That's all. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
It was nice that it was in place, but, I mean, was there ever a mechanism to stop it?
Yeah. That's why Obama put it in place, so that there's a mechanism to stop
it. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, was it working, though? Not was there a mechanism to, you know, put in place, but was it working? Were people actually...
You remember how the banks did that stuff? Where they preying on people in the private sector with predatory loans and stuff like that. That was kind of what it was set up to stop. That was it.
Okay.
Yeah. No game. Yeah. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I missed the F to N word. This is another Smooth Drum production. We're out. Now, if you want to chat with us further, you can go to the smoothdrama.com site, and we're in the chat room. Other than that, peace. See you later.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys
smooth.
Drama.